From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Troops of the Army's 4th Infantry Division launched a second day of raids on homes and buildings in central Iraq, an effort to find those responsible for the recent surge in attacks against U.S. military personnel. What the Pentagon is calling Operation Sidewinder is the third military campaign since major fighting in Iraq was formally ended on May 1st. Today, nearly 36 suspected fighters were captured. NPR's Guy Raz traveled to central Iraq and sent this report.
Helicopters swarmed over the town of Bakuba today, capital of Diyala province. It's a province that begins north of Baghdad and stretches east to the Iranian border. It's here where military officials believe attacks against U.S. troops are originating. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Young is a commander of the 3rd Battalion. His soldiers spearheaded this latest operation.
So far, a number of key individuals have been seized. A number of arms and weapons caches have been found and also seized. So basically, it was an attempt to disrupt any former regime elements that we could find and take into custody key individuals.
Those key individuals may be behind some of the recent attacks against U.S. forces in central Iraq. In the past 7 days alone, 5 soldiers have been killed, and the attacks are now occurring on a daily basis.
There might be 2 or 3 individuals within a group. One would launch a flare to indicate that an American convoy is coming by, and then an attack might occur.
Members of Young's brigade have already suffered casualties, the latest on Friday when one of its convoys was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade.
I mean, we would like to think that the people we're getting are the ones that are behind it. We would like to think that as we turn these individuals over to our intelligence network, that they're able to then use that to find other individuals that are involved, and that then if there is an organization, that it would be discovered and that we could dismantle it.
Unlike the 2 previous operations, Sidewinder is focused on house-to-house searches. Attacks from the air, for example, are unlikely to play a part, say military officials. Sergeant Paul Claveris describes the procedure.
We'll surround the building. The interpreter will tell them, you're surrounded, come out. And we try to do it as peacefully as possible without causing any harm to us or them. They'll come out of the house. We'll sort of quarantine them away from everybody. We'll go in and begin searching the house for weapons.
American military officials say the attacks against U.S. personnel are being carried out by forces loyal to the former regime. It explains why the hunt for Saddam Hussein has returned to the top of the priority list. Paul Bremer, the top civilian official in Iraq, believes that as long as the ousted president remains at large, resistance will intensify.
I think the chances of catching Saddam are very high. We will catch him. I think it is important that we do that, that we either capture or kill him.
But according to Iraqis in the areas where recent attacks have taken place, not all are motivated by loyalty to Saddam. Yes, say some people, there are still diehard supporters of the previous regime, but there are also petty criminals with heavy weaponry, and still others frustrated with the U.S.-led occupation and the slow pace of reconstruction. Mohammed al-Jalabi is a former brigadier in the Iraqi army.
Nobody wants to support Saddam Hussein. If the Iraqis hate the Americans and they're doing bad things to the Americans, it doesn't mean that they want Saddam Hussein. It means that the policy of the Americans is bad. They have to change it for that reason.
Sidewinder, say Iraqis, simply fuels their anger and feeds into the conspiracy theories which inform so many of their views in this part of the country, people like Odeh Adam from the central Iraqi town of Balad.
If the Americans continue to inspect our homes and cut off the water and electricity, then the people here won't take it anymore. People are already fed up and there will be more attacks.
Guy Raz, NPR News.